My name is Garland Robinson. Friend, there's a contrast between choices that everyone is challenged to make. In the world, we can either do right or wrong. We can either make the choice to go to heaven or we make the choice to go to hell. I don't know of anyone that would say they deliberately make the choice to go to hell. Everybody appears as though they're going to heaven. For example, have you ever met someone that thought they were going to hell, would actually admit it, actually be proud of it? As man looks at it, the ways and the choices that he makes are the ways to heaven. He wouldn't say at all that he's going to hell. He thinks he's going to heaven. And yet he is delusionary to think that his way is the right way. Satan does not mark the broad way that leads to hell with signs and telling that, I am Satan, I'm the devil, I'm going to lead you down. Friend, Satan doesn't tell the truth. The devil is a liar, Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 24. You need not expect for him at all to tell you the truth and say, hey, this is the way that leads to hell. That wouldn't deceive anybody. Revelation 12 and verse 9 says, Satan is the great deceiver. Far too many people think that the way to heaven is much easier, really, than the narrow way that Jesus described it to be. How do I know that? Well, simply think about this. How much today is the teaching set forth? All you've got to do is to say the words, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be my personal Savior. You know, that makes it easy, doesn't it? That makes it so interesting, so appealing to people. But yet you can search the Bible from cover to cover. You'll never find those words. You'll never find that sentence. You'll never find that prayer. You'll never find even the sentiment of it. Not even the gist of it. Nowhere does the Bible tell us that a sinner can pray anything or is supposed to pray anything. Rather, we find that obedience to the Bible, the Word of God, is the key that brings about salvation to the individual. So when we look at the two great ways in the world, the narrow way that leads to life and the broad way that leads to destruction, we find that really people sum them up and think about it as really two ways to get to heaven. The majority of people don't believe that the broad way really ends up in hell. They honestly believe their way is the way of righteousness. But what it amounts to is a great contrast between true religion and false religion. Men are not given the option of devising their own way, doing their own thing. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12 we read, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. People believe, they feel, as though what they think, what they're doing, is the right thing to do. That's the right way to go. But the Bible says it ends up being the ways of death. In Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23, we read, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. That is, no individual has ever lived, is not living now, nor will ever live, that can infallibly guide his own way to heaven. It can't be done. If the way people travel, friend, is not the Lord's way, not the Lord's narrow way, then it's Satan's broad way. That's simply the truth about the matter. And the broad way leads to eternal destruction and damnation. The Bible reveals several requirements for one to enter into that straight and narrow way and then be able to gain heaven in the end. For one, it has to be an individual that is unhindered. We must put away everything that would hold us back, deter us from following God's command. For example, have you ever tried to get through a doorway carrying a big box? And there's no way that both you, while you're holding the box, can fit through, get through at the same time. The Bible describes a situation like that in regards to the rich young ruler. In Matthew chapter 19, beginning in verse 16, Behold, one came to the Lord and said, Good Master, what good thing shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Well, the young man said unto him in verse 20, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? And Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell all that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Here's the idea of this young man desiring to go to heaven. He wanted to be able to have eternal life. But he could not get through the passageway. He couldn't get into the entrance and travel inside that because he had a bag full of possessions. He loved his money. He loved the riches that came with it. He was willing to pay the price in so many areas. He had never murdered anyone. He had never committed adultery. He had never stolen anything. He was never a liar. He always honored his father and his mother. He treated his fellow man, his neighbor, just as he would like to be treated. All of those good things, he said, I've done that. I've always done that. I've always lived that way. But yet the Lord looked upon him, loved him, looked into his heart, knew exactly where his interests lie, and it was in his great possessions. He was unwilling to give those up. He was trying to get through the door, but hanging on to them at the same time. It can't be done. The Lord said, You're going to have to let go, leave them aside, and enter into the straight and the narrow way. Friend, the same thing is true with me. The same thing is true with you and everyone else in the world. We cannot enter into the Lord's straight and narrow way, that way that leads to life, the way that leads to heaven, if we're carrying baggage, if we're unwilling to let go of the things that hinder us, hold us back. We cannot enter that straight and the narrow way. In Matthew chapter 19, we read verse 23 and 24, where Jesus said unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Oh, how many will there be that'll be turned away from entering into life because of the things they have hoarded up, because of their idea of pleasure and money and all the world's wealth. He says, if you're going to enter the straight and narrow way, you're going to have to put aside all the things that would hinder you and hold you back. Friend, if you're going to enter that straight and the narrow way, it has to be through a life of obedience. Obedience is really the true test of faith. We read in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 and following, where here the Lord is saying, Not everyone that saith unto me shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. What's the Lord here talking about? Obedience. those who do the will of my Father which is in heaven. If I'm going to enter that straight and narrow way, it must not only be a way of complete obedience, but that involves repenting of my sins. Repentance is a change of mind that leads to a change of life. For example, in Matthew chapter 21, verse 28 and 29, we read, "But what thank ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, 'Son, go work today in my vineyard.' But he answered, 'I will not.' But afterward, he repented and went." He changed his mind, and then he did that which he was asked and commanded to do. If I'm going to go to heaven, I have to repent, turn aside, put behind me all the wrongdoing I've ever committed in my life. I must confess faith in Christ that He is the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Acts chapter 8 and verse 37, the man from Ethiopia said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And then one must be baptized into water for the forgiveness of his sins. Baptism is a new birth. It's the new birth in water. As Jesus told Nicodemus, "I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." John 3 and verse 5. In Titus chapter 3, verse 4 and 5, we read, "But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." What is that washing of regeneration? The Bible describes and says that is when we are immersed into water. When we're baptized, we contact the precious blood of Christ that washes our sins away. Jesus told in the Great Commission, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Mark 16 and verse 16. Saul of Tarsus was told, "Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins." Acts 22 and verse 16. 1 Peter 3:21 says, "Baptism doth also now save us." That's what we're told also in Acts 2:38. Thousands were told by the apostles to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Friend, that's the only way we can enter into that straight and the narrow way. To make the right and good choice is to follow the Lord. And we do that by putting aside all those things that would hinder us, repenting of our sins, confessing faith in Christ, and being baptized for the forgiveness of our sins. And we live a life unhindered from all the bad things there is in the world. This has been Garland Robinson.